Flowers have always been popular gifts, but Mother's Day and Valentine's Day are the biggest holidays for florists.
They are our busiest weeks of the entire year, so obviously it started somewhere and it caught on, and we're very thankful for it because it is a fun and exciting time of the year.
The colors of flowers, roses in particular, have a deeper meaning.
Red is for love. White, I think, is more sympathy. Yellow is friendship. But we have a lot of people willing to branch out and go towards the purples and the oranges and the multicolors. So they're moving away from what roses mean, which is really great. And it's specific to the person. If the person doesn't like red, don't send them red roses. If they love purple, put that in there.
Not many branch out beyond roses for Valentine's Day, but some regulars are willing to let the florist's imaginations run wild.
We do have a lot of our loyal customers that are trusting us by getting designer's choices. We see a lot of moving away from the dozen roses and more incorporating all the fun other flowers that we have. So they get roses along with specialty flowers, line flowers, things like that. So other than that, we haven't really branched out a lot. We get a lot of requests for peonies, which are just now coming to the season. And a lot of them are just roses and hydrangeas.
Want to wow your sweetheart with the best bouquet? Carpenter says, trust your florist.
The arrangements, they're an artwork. So letting that artist have full reign over what they want to do really comes out better than when you try to say, I want this and this and this, and I want it done this way. Let that artist go, and you're going to get the most beautiful look you can ever imagine.
For more on this cover story and all our cover stories, check out our website. Emily Gill, 106.3 WORD.com News.